Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you today?
I'm good, ready for some dancing.
Yeah, I hope you've brought your dancing shoes, everybody. What are we talking about?
So these are called dance craze songs,
okay,
apparently. And it sounds like a weird novelty thing, but actually there's so many and they're so popular. So it's basically songs that are about a dance style.
Right.
It's usually in the title. And then sometimes, most often, I think all three of our examples do this, they give you like dance step instructions.
Yes, so it's kind of like a how-to. And I'm really fascinated because the songs you've given us span very different genres and contexts, and that seems to be like a bit of a vibe here. There isn't necessarily a genre specifically that has done a dance craze. It's kind of gone in a lot of different areas.
Well, that's the weird thing, because these are a genre, and it shows that genre isn't always like a musical similarity.
Right.
This one is more like the intent. The content is a similarity. So everything I looked at was calling this a genre.
That's interesting.
But you're right, it's had different phases. Like, you know, it's real popular in the early 60s. We're going to see it has some later revivals, and they're still really popular now. It's like they never went out of style.
No, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to hit the first one. What are we listening to, Kirsten?
So this is Little Eva with the Locomotion, 1962. She was 19 years old, and she was a cleaner for Goffin and King, who wrote a lot of sort of songs in this time period. And then, the story is such an interesting story. It gets even sadder. Apparently, she made around the same amount of money with singing that she was cleaning.
Oh, my God.
But also, she got sort of pigeonholed as a dance craze singer. Jump back. See, she's telling you the instructions.
Did this have any sort of... Oh, I was just going to ask, does this have any sort of tie-in with the kind of, like, pop television that was happening at the time as well for the kids, for the youth?
Absolutely. I mean, rock and roll... I mean, it always has been, it still is, very connected to dance. You know, on the radio, often we tend to get, you know, more the audio and the lyrics, but the visual part and the dancing... And these sort of songs remind you of the connection. It's about being together. It's about partying.
Mm.
There was the Dick Clark Show back then. And that's when people still do these at weddings and parties.
Big wedding vibe about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And kids during lockdown.
Oh, yes.
So get your kids out.
I love this.
I feel like I grew up on Kylie's version of this track.
Absolutely.
Me and my brother used to do a lot of choreographed dance routines.
Really? Okay.
Well,
here we go.
We were just extroverted children. We had a CD of songs for kids, like...
Awesome.
Dance songs for children, and this was definitely on it.
Yeah, so that was 1988, you know, 20 plus years later, it becomes another global hit.
And by somebody who was like a, you know, a proper pop star as well. She wasn't a dance craze pop star. She was just Kylie Minogue, you know.
So she kind of, you know, gave it some legitimacy. You could still have a career after doing this.
Yeah. We already had lots of texts about this song already today, I have to say.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness.
This was also on the CD.
Takes its toll.
They had a very good dance routine
to
this. But listen closely.
Really? It's a bit rough for children.
I think they're just assuming you're going to read it on a surface level as a kid.
I mean, this played at my school discos.
Oh. So this is 1973, and it's funny. He's saying, I remember doing the time warp. You know, he's kind of going back to the early 60s.
And this is interesting as well, because, I mean, Rocky Horror Picture Show is so irreverent and also so referential. Are they kind of like almost sending up dance crazes with this song?
Absolutely. Just a jump to the left. Hope everyone's doing this.
Yeah, you better be dancing at home.
With your hands on your hips. Well, here we go. This is the party, great part.
I do remember being like, I want to see this movie. And my mum being like, a couple of years. Let's just wait.
See, I watched it way too young and was like, what on earth is going on? Which, to be honest, I still feel like that when I watch it.
Well, yeah, so it's absolutely a send-up that these freaky, weird, goth, alien, sci-fi, horror would be still doing dance craze songs together. Well,
secluded. The song rules. We've had some texts for someone said Miley's Hoedown Throwdown better be on that list. Just saying.
Yeah, you're right, but they rejected those, some of my country ones.
I mean, this is really outing me as a huge nerd here, but I can do all the dance steps to Miley Cyrus's Hoedown Throwdown.
I'm proud of you.
You were doing them in the studio before
to be fair,
Zoe. Had a text about the cha-cha slide too.
Yes, that was one my daughter mentioned for some reason too. So right, you know, now with TikTok, people are, you know, you would have been on TikTok when you were a kid.
yeah, I probably would have. Too old for that one now. But that's so interesting because basically TikTok is like a new form of dance crazes. It's just way shorter, and the idea is you share it via the internet rather than necessarily doing it like at a party. Although if a song like that is a TikTok song comes on at a party, inevitably everybody does do the little dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that it highlights that, you know, popular music is about fun and participation and hanging out. You know, it's not always about thinking or seriousness or politics.
Iris says she loves this song. She loves the time warp and her mum loves the movie. It's a good movie when you're allowed to watch it, Iris.
Yeah, but you have to watch it at the Avondale Hollywood Cinema
midnight.
Absolutely. Okay, moving into some hip-hop territory here. What are we listening to?
So this is the Humpty Dance by Digital Underground. What you doing? Because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're now, ready I'll, for me. I'll show you, I'll tell you how to do it. You sort of stand with your legs like a foot or two apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of squat down a little bit, you know, bend your knees, butt sticking out. And then you kind of do the swim with your, a backwards swim stroke with your hands.
Okay, I can actually visualize it and now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, later he's going to give you more instructions, but that's the basic Humpty Dance.
So in the sense of a song like this, I mean, he's giving you a little bit of instruction later on, but there are some dance crazes, like from recent times, where they don't necessarily tell you how to do the dance in the song, but yet everybody knows what the nene is and what the whip is, and like, that's from the music video that you know how to do that. Is that a new sort of part of it, or has that always been part of a craze culture?
As looking through it, you know, there were some songs that had the dance in the title. There were some that just referenced one style. And there were some like these that gave you the full steps.
Mm-hmm.
So not all of them do all of them. But yeah, the Dougie, the Wop, the Hit the Kwan. Even Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
With Psy.
Yeah.
That was a dance.
That was a whole thing. That was a whole thing for like a long time. Maybe it was only 1 year, but it felt like a lifetime.
Yeah.
Now, apparently Tupac's one of the dancers in this video. He was
true.
A member of this band. Yes. If you want to see him, Humpty.
Dance This Mess Around by the B-52s is a text we've just had. Someone says they're up a 12-foot ladder and shaking these hips.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell WorkSafe. Really old cheesy ones like the Hokey Pokey, the Chicken Dance.
Yeah, these are all school disco songs.
You get your Latin ones, Macarena, the Ketchup Song.
Oh my god, the Ketchup Song.
The Ketchup Song!
Who was the band that did the Ketchup Song?
I don't know.
Well, it's just left my mind, I do know, but...
It'll come back to me.
Now, later in the song, he calls out who should do the Humpty Dance. He says black people, white people, and Puerto Ricans, and then he says Samoans.
Crazy. So
he includes Samoans.
I guess there's a lot of Samoans in LA, and that's probably where this is sort of based. Someone says the bus stop and the hustle back in the early days of disco.
Yes.
So someone's texting okay. the Sid Shuffle from Ice Age.
Oh my god.
And Iris's parent has followed up that text saying Iris hasn't actually watched the Rocky Horror Show yet, saving that one for her 10th birthday. You'll enjoy it, Iris. It'll be a good one.
Awesome. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty.
That's all right, because my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. But it shows, like, how many eras that it was still, like, it never went out.
It's very...
You think now people might be too cool for this sort of thing, you know? But nope.
No. People like to dance.
It's just so fun.
And there is something really joyful about the kind of cheesiness of when a song like this comes on and everyone starts doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? Especially, as you say, that's probably why it ends up at weddings and stuff like that, because you get this kind of, like, thing where everybody's okay with being a bit embarrassing at a wedding, because you're there for love. It's all very earnest and sweet, you know?
Auntie's had a couple of wines.
Exactly. Get on the dance floor and do the cha-cha slide.
And it's a group thing, you know? Black people, here we go. Who's coming? And they're just going to go white people.
Someone said Soulja Boy. That was so big when I was 13.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Here it comes. Next So he calls you out, Samoans.
Everybody in the room gets a different time to do it. It's like when you go to a concert and they say, this side of the stadium, now you cheer really loudly.
Yes. Well, we do a lot of music listening alone now sometimes, you know, headphones, you know, our Spotify playlist while we're working. So this is good bringing us back to the dance floor all together.
Exactly. I am fascinated by the kind of the way it's, I guess, turned into what we see on TikTok now. And the idea that sometimes it's quite natural, like someone will come up with a cool dance for a track. And sometimes it's like part of the branding or the marketing of a song that gets released. Mm. If you can get it like to be a TikTok craze, you've got a hit on your hands.
That's right. Sometimes it's more organic. It's like, you know, fan generated.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the artist... It's intentional. And it's just such a weird mix of both going on all the time.
I remember at the Music Awards last year when Josh685 was there, heaps of his school was also there. And when his song played, they'd all stand up and do the dance. And it was just so joyful to see. And they weren't doing that because someone had told them to. They were doing that because they were proud of him winning these awards and having a massive hit song. It's just like...
Aww, that's so cute.
It was so nice. It was like, oh, this is... You know, there's something lovely about sharing those moments with other people. Someone said the salmon dance. Ah, the salmon dance is an iconic
one. Oh, I don't know
one.
That one. I don't know. Is that Canadian?
It's weird is what it is.
God.
Someone says the whole of the movie Hairspray is dance songs.
Oh, I love Hairspray.
I guess that's kind of a movie musical kind of about the dance craze in the 60s as well. Dance song
you're
craze.
Right, you're right. I mean, that early 60s is where you get your, like, the swim and the shimmy and the twist, you know? And it stayed the whole time.
That's so interesting.
And all you artists out there looking for how to have a hit song, make a dance track.
Make a dance track. Thank you, Kirsten, for bringing us dance crazes today across the various years. Where are we going next week?
Okay, totally different. Italian occult psychedelia.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, sign me up. We will see you then. Have a good week.
Okay, all right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Wow.